Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast Store for all the sweet breakfast merch, like the super comfy breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com. People of Earth, if you can hear my voice, you have arrived at another episode of Breakfast with Brent Pope. I am your host, Brent Pope, and my guest today is producer Bay Darrez. He has worked on some very cool projects like Welcome to Happiness and the Critics' Choice Award-winning documentary, Ollie and Cavett, The Tale of the Tapes. And that's not all. We had breakfast at Vivian's Millennium Cafe, and they have a sandwich named after Kristen Bell, so I guess it must be a good place to eat. So let's go. We have Bay Darrez today on Breakfast.
Pick it up.
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope.
Breakfast.
This young lady just smashed the lids on all these cakes in the bakery section.
That could go on a Hallmark card.
My guest today.
Oh, I'm going to need to hear all about that.
I didn't need any extra sausage.
He adds character to my crew.
Is a goat pit a real thing?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope.
Great place to hang out and good food, too. I'm always playing blue-collar guys.
Breakfast. Let me screw through the pipe.
I wouldn't jump up and down until we stabilized the hydraulics.
I love a crawler. All my uncles got the gout. Jalapeno / cheddar waffles.
Who doesn't love that? It's breakfast time.
Breakfast.
The only show where bacon, pancakes, Hollywood. I'm your host, Brent Pope.
Hey, Darrez, welcome to the tiny studio LA in NoHo.
Glad to be here with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes. Well, look, you are a producer. You produce great projects. You have a burgeoning producer. You've got so many projects right now that we can't talk about. So we'll talk about the ones we can. And the other ones will be mysterious until they come out in the world. Maybe we'll have you on again and talk about those. I think as a younger guy, you did a lot of music, which is interesting to me. You played in like a rock band.
I was an emo musician. It's true. The internet never forgets.
Tell me about that. I mean, is that an era of your life that you look back fondly upon, or is like, you know, you wish you could do more of it, or you're okay leaving it behind?
I think, yes. It's what brought me to LA originally. I came out here with my band. We had a big manager. We had a demo deal at a big label that fell through. And it was interesting because we moved out here from Milwaukee, here being LA, and about a week later met with our manager after we settled in, and he was just like, you guys, he was telling us to move to LA. You gotta come out to LA, you gotta come out to LA. Then we got here and he's like, you guys really just need to go on the road and build a following. And our meeting went from like a nice restaurant to that meeting was at the Starbucks on the corner of Laurel Grove and Ventura. So it was definitely a downgrade in
oh my God.
Venue. Yeah. And he just looked a little exasperated. He's like, you just got to go on the road. I'm like, we just drove here. We just moved here. So we did. And so I'm very grateful for the experience of traveling around the country for many, many months. I think I did 4 national tours and just learning about America, you know, learning about people and meeting thousands of people. So it was really a positive experience, a net positive experience, but it's also something I'm not wishing I was doing currently. I'm glad I've hung up the spurs, and at least as a musician who tours in a van, it was very challenging.
Yeah, I bet it was challenging. But it's one of those things where, like, you're probably not where you are today if you didn't start doing that, right? Because you met so many connections and just...
Yeah, of course. And also I've said this before, producing a film, the skills that it took to be essentially manage the band. I booked the tours, I designed the t-shirts, I ran all what was social media back then. You know, it just is a lot of the same skill set that it is, you know, putting a film together. It's a lot of, you know, resources and people and personalities, and it was a good training ground for what I'm doing now.
Well, I guess that kind of naturally leads into, I didn't know this was going to, but like one of the movies you produced, Welcome to Happiness, talking about the things you did kind of lead to where you are. And that's kind of one of the themes of that movie, Welcome to Happiness, right? And if you guys, I watched it on Amazon Prime. I would say it's kind of like fantasy, comedy, drama all at the same time.
100%. I think this is the 3 categories that
was
selected on every film festival submission. Those are the 3,
okay.
3 categories.
Got so, you. Yeah. And did that go to, it went to the festival circuit also?
Mm-hmm.
It's got Nick Offerman, you know, for you comedy fans, Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec and many other things. Keegan-Michael Key, of course. Brendan Sexton III. I'm a huge fan of Brendan Sexton III. So many things. Josh Brenner from Silicon Valley. Olivia Thirlby, who I remember from Goliath. She had a little run on there that was really good. Of course, Francis Conroy, 6 Feet Under. I mean, just like all these great actors in this big ensemble.
Paget Brewster.
That's right. Paget Brewster from Criminal Minds.
Who did my last film as well.
Oh, is that right?
Hypochondriac, yeah. And not to mention Kyle Gallner, who is
yeah.
who is a very good friend of mine. And he was someone that helped get that thing going because we cast him in the lead and he helped us put the
yeah,
some of the
cast together.
Yeah,
he carries that movie and
he's brilliant.
Was he from American Sniper or something like that?
He you know, what's funny is about 6 weeks before we're going to, no, I'm sorry, 10 days before we're going to camera on Welcome to Happiness, he got cast in American Sniper and he had to go do it. So they sent him to Morocco, they shaved his head, and we had to push production back 6 weeks. And at the time, it felt like just this kick in the stomach, how are we ever going to put this thing back together? We were just like so ready to go. And it ended up being very positive that, you know, he has very short hair in the movie.
Yeah, he does.
But, you know, we lost him. We got Keegan after that, you know. Mm-hmm. We just had more time to prep. It ended up being, in hindsight, it was one of those things that seems like the worst thing that could happen. And then in hindsight, I don't know how we could have pulled this off if we didn't have that extra time. So
right.
It was very much a blessing in disguise.
Well, guys, yeah, check it out. Welcome to Happiness. It's on Amazon right now. I don't know if there's other places they can watch it, but it's a quirky little film, you know, and it reminds me, you know, the premise basically, and I don't want to give too much away, but it's kind of like a guy has a magical door in his closet where people can go and maybe change their life.
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of like the television show Lost,
mm-hmm.
set in an apartment in North Hollywood with a little bit of I Heart right. Huckabee's vibe thrown and, in.
Yeah, I thought there was like the colors reminded me of like a Wes Anderson film because there's definitely these colors that are very kind of vibrant. I enjoyed it a lot. But the reason I guess I mentioned this is because one of the themes that comes up is like, you know, things happen and you could change things, but then everything else would be different. Maybe a lot of things you have now you wouldn't have if you didn't go through some of these bad things, right? So it's one of those lifelong questions. Would you even change things if you could?
Ooh, someone should make a movie about that.
Yeah. Would you change things?
No, but thanks for checking it out.
Yeah. It was awesome. Now, you grew up in Milwaukee. Did you find a lot of influences for your creativity in Milwaukee, or was it like big names from other places?
I mean, Milwaukee is not known for being a hotbed of creative influence in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the Violent Femmes are probably the most famous band to ever come from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe is from the outskirts of Milwaukee, I believe. So there, you know, Les Paul, who invented the electric guitar, is from a suburb of Milwaukee. So there's definitely some history there, but most people have to leave Milwaukee to get success in the creative world.
Now, what about Laverne and or Shirley, the big ragu?
For those of you under the age of you millennials who don't know what he's talking about.
Everyone will know this. It was a spinoff of Happy Days. Oh, wait.
There is a statue in downtown Milwaukee on the River Walk. I was just there for the Milwaukee Film Festival back in April. They've played our film Hypochondriac.
Yeah.
And my friend John, who's a great friend and collaborator of mine, had never been to Milwaukee before. And I took him on this circuitous route around downtown Milwaukee so that we would end up at this statue of Henry Winkler. It's called the Bronze Fonz. It's a bronze statue of the Fonz with this is a radio show. I got my thumbs up, two thumbs up right now.
Yeah.
What was his catchphrase? I don't
know. Hey.
So anyway, there's
the Fonz Henry Winkler people know now from being on Barry. He plays.
I haven't seen the new season yet.
Oh, okay. He plays his acting teacher. It's something Cuso, Mr.
Cusimano.
Yeah. Mr. Cusimano. That's right. His acting teacher. Or you might remember he was the lawyer on Arrested Development. So there's a statue of the Fonz, Henry Winkler's character, in Milwaukee.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's outstanding. Did Happy Days take place in Milwaukee also?
It sure did, yeah.
I did not know that. I guess I knew that Laverne and Shirley did because they were working at like this beer plant or something.
None of
like
it
that.
Was filmed in Milwaukee to my knowledge, except for maybe some exterior.
It was all out here in LA on a soundstage probably, yeah.
But I remember, you know, seeing when I was a very young man, I saw Weezer perform and they had just come out with their first album. I'm an old person too. And they were like, we just filmed our new music video in Milwaukee. We can't wait for you all to see it. And we had no idea what they're talking about. They were, of course, talking about the Buddy Holly video.
Great
they
video.
Recreated the sets of Happy Days. And so they were sort of goofing on us, but it was a fun discovery when we finally saw the video.
Well, hey, before we go too much further, we did have a delightful breakfast at Vivian's Millennium Cafe. Look, you are a rock star at Vivian's Millennium Cafe, you know? Like, if I go someplace like the Hungry Fox, people all know me there. They know you at this place. I've never gotten fist bumped at the Vivian's before, and I was getting fist bumped because you were getting the fist bump. And, you've eaten there a bunch of times.
I used to live down the street, and was there quite a few times, yeah.
Yeah. What do you love about that place?
I like that it's a bit of a hidden gem in the valley. It's a wonderful patio. There's good vibes. It's quiet. It's not this loud clanging of things.
Right.
It almost feels like you're in someone's backyard, and the food's really good, and the service is wonderful. And
yeah.
I just love it.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's one of the best things about that place is, and the food is good, but you're right off Ventura Boulevard, but you cannot tell because it's so, they have like a little area with a bunch of trees and it's very shaded and there's like also a roof there and totally hidden from the street. And it's very incognito, the place itself, because it's a, kind of a thin building. So if you go by real quick, you miss it.
Isn't that just a metaphor for life? It's right there and you just have to open your eyes and see it.
That's right. That's right. Life goes by pretty quick if you don't...
if you don't pay attention.
Yeah. Well, I had the Kristen Bell-inspired sandwich, the K-Bell. Big fan of Kristen Bell, so I'm going to try this sandwich. Got the egg whites with American cheese, avocado, tomato, lettuce, mayo on toasted rye is how it comes. And I'm a fan of the toasted rye, actually. I went back there and had some toasted rye, not on this sandwich, because someone else got the K-Bell last time I went there, years ago on Breakfast with Amy Paffrath. And so, but now I'm a fan of the rye toast. Never was before. And I got a side of fruit. And then what did you have there?
Oh, I just got the waffle combo. It's rare that I get a waffle. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a treat. And with some eggs over hard because don't like those runny eggs.
Oh, you don't? Interesting.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, just too messy. I've got a bit of a beard.
So it's not a taste thing. It's not a texture thing. It's just...
No, it's those things as well. But
okay, got you. No, I'm just curious.
I had a lunch meeting with someone recently at this breakfast place that I'm not going to name because we're plugging Vivian's currently.
Okay, yes.
And I ordered my eggs over hard and I took a bite and it just squirted all over my face and my shirt and I had a meeting afterward and I felt like a...
If you're not expecting it, that's not good.
I was not expecting the surprise. It was a... I would say over medium, it would be generous to describe how these eggs were cooked. But it looked like it was really cooked through.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all of the above. But
okay.
And I had some French, they have wonderful French fries.
Yeah. I love a runny yolk, but I totally understand what you're saying. If you got a lot of facial hair and if it's that you may not like that it's messy. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Now I understand that mindset. Before I was like, I don't know why anyone would get it over hard.
Maybe. Have you tried it?
I have. Mostly because we used to have this babysitter that's the only way she could cook things. I mean, burnt to hell is how I guess describe it, actually. and I don't mind it, actually, you know. I just think for certain things, like if I have like something like Eggs Benedict, I really want that runny yolk. I do.
Hey.
Or if I'm having hash browns, I want it. But, you know.
The wonderful thing about the egg is it's very versatile.
Yeah. You can make it so many ways.
So many ways.
Is that your favorite way to have an egg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy a scrambled egg.
Yeah.
But sometimes people put too many things in the scrambled eggs.
Yes.
I just want the egg.
Okay.
Just give me the egg, baby.
Have you ever tried to poach an egg?
No.
It's weird.
No.
Yeah. It's hard. They make it seem really easy. If you watch a video online, it's like, you just drop the egg in, and then you just kind of make this like hurricane with a spoon where you just keep and that does not work, dude. Actually, you take the egg out of the shell, drop it in, and then you make this hurricane thing. And you try to keep it in like the shape. If you buy an egg poacher, I'm sure it works wonderfully. But like trying to do it DIY, no, that doesn't work. Anyway, just something that's I think is weird that people think is easy. So how'd you enjoy your breakfast? I had a waffle also.
It was delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hadn't been there. I've not been there since the pre-pandemic.
Oh, really?
I moved away from the neighborhood and just haven't made it back over there till just yesterday.
You made your triumphant...
Triumphant return.
Return. Yeah. Still remembered. You know, because you could have come back and the entire staff was different. And you lost all your cachet at Vivian's Millennium Cafe.
Thankfully, there were some holdovers from the old days still
right? There.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's called a Millennium Cafe?
If you read in the menu, they have a whole story about how these gentlemen bought the business. And I think they may have bought it in like the year 2000 from the previous owner. And
okay.
I think they may have rebranded. I don't know. I might be making all that up. But there is a reason for it. I just don't remember. Something of that nature.
Fans of the Backstreet Boys had an album called Millennium?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big Backstreet Boys fans.
However, Justin Timberlake from NSYNC used to be a regular there. So I would think that maybe they wouldn't do that.
Okay. Maybe he just like went there to hate eat because he knew that they loved the Backstreet Boys.
He's just giving them bad Yelp reviews.
That's right. He refuses to actually just to lie and say he was there. He has to actually go there and actually eat there to give them.
Yeah.
And he's just under the name like J. Tim's
he is,
or something.
He
like that.
Is that spiteful. No.
Well, my K-Bell tasted pretty healthy, actually, and very tasty, you know. I don't eat a lot of stuff with mayo on it now, but I did get the mayo on it, and it was fine. I like the sandwich with the rye bread, but yeah. Thanks for going to Vivian's Millennium Cafe with me. It is a nice little retreat from, you feel like you're not in the city for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? If you want to be in the city the whole time, you know, don't go there, because you won't seem like you're there.
I concur.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I want to touch real quick, because I'm a big Dick Cavett fan. You produced a documentary called Ollie and Cavett. And I just want to tell people to watch it. We don't have to talk about it too much, but like, I think people should go to, if you have HBO Max, just watch it, because I think Muhammad Ali is one of the most entertaining people to watch. And him with Dick Cavett, which I think, what was it, Al Sharpton said he was like the whitest guy on TV.
Whitest white guy on TV.
Those two together, yeah. It's just magic.
They were friends. You know? It was a, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So check out that documentary. My point is, you're producing all sorts of stuff now, man. I want to ask you, what's your favorite type of thing to produce?
Oh, gosh. Interesting stories with wonderful collaborators. How's that for a non-answer?
No, that's a great answer, you know, because I think there's room for everything, and they probably all serve a different...
Absolutely, and part of it is also the discovery of... I learned a lot working on that documentary. I didn't know a ton about Muhammad Ali beyond I'm the greatest and all of his, you know, the classic tropes of Muhammad Ali. I did not know a lot about all the crazy stuff he said on TV in the 1970s.
I did
a film called Breaking Fast. It's the first and only gay Muslim rom-com that exists.
Really?
It came out last year. It's on Hulu currently if you mm-hmm. want to check it out. And it's very much a world I did not know. I never been to a mosque before we shot that movie. I never, you know, there's so many things. I didn't really know what Ramadan was all about.
Yeah.
And then the whole movie takes place during Ramadan. So it was I learned so much and just expanded my knowledge and friendships with people outside of my normal circles. And
right.
And so it's always, you know, some things I'm working on that I can't talk about now mm-hmm. Are also these stories that are things I think are important that are beyond my current understanding, and that's sort of it's the fun of exploration too, I like things.
So correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like you like to find these stories that you don't know a lot about and kind of explore them and learn about them at the same time where you're kind of making a documentary about it. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, Breaking Fast is not a documentary. It's a narrative.
Oh, okay. Film. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of idea.
It's a rom-com.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. But it's just a rom-com set in a world of West Hollywood.
Wait, you worked on the rom-com. Okay. So I was completely misunderstanding you.
Yeah.
You worked on the rom-com.
Correct.
Oh, got you. Okay. And then we can watch this now. Where it's on
Hulu.
It's on
baby.
Hulu.
Yeah,
gosh, I should watch.
There.
All right, I'm gonna watch that. It looks really interesting.
It's beautiful.
It's also very close to Brenting Fast. So you know, I hope you guys have all your legal. I may be stealing the name,
but no, it's a beautiful film that is something I never imagined. I wouldn't have conceived of this film.
Yeah.
But when it got brought to my attention that they were wanting to talk about me coming on board, I was like, yeah. It sounds awesome. I mean, I just filmed, we just literally just finished delivering an action film, which is the first time I've done an action film.
Ooh.
Which was a lifelong dream of mine. And, you know, it's just every new experience is exciting. Our film, and I guess maybe just plug in everything right now. I have a film, Hypochondriac, that played at South by Southwest.
Yes.
That's a queer horror film about mental illness.
Okay.
And that's coming out July 29th in theaters. And I think the trailer is going to be dropping maybe before this episode. So we can probably do a little Googling and watch the trailer.
Sure. Watch that trailer. And can we talk a little bit about going to South by Southwest?
Yeah,
with
of course.
That?
Of course.
How is that process for you? How was this experience with this specific movie?
It was wonderful. I was at South by Southwest with the Ollie and Cavett documentary.
Really?
And yeah. And it was a whole different experience. It was wonderful because I actually had seen it so many times. I was more or less sitting like one person away from Dick Cavett. I was just kind of watching him watch the movie.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. But I was also going around Austin, Texas, just trying to like, you know, tell people who Dick Cavett is. Because he's just, you know, wasn't part of, he's just been a little bit out of the public, right. The zeitgeist for a minute. So it wasn't necessarily like the quote unquote coolest project to have there. But everyone who saw it really loved it. Hypochondriac was a midnight film. We had cool imagery. It was a lot like less of a hard sell to get people to pay attention to it, because it was very much more like the spirit of South by Southwest.
Right.
And it's a really trippy, cool movie. And it was wonderful. It was always sort of our goal. We shot the movie. We're like, this is going to premiere at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
You know? It was, I found out right before Christmas, and it was a wonderful Christmas gift.
So July 29th, so nice middle of the summer kind of release. Interesting. Anything else you want to share about the movie?
I mean, it's such an amazing film. I'm so just honored to have been part of telling this story. It's largely based on the writer-director's real life.
Oh.
So it's, you know, heightened to make it more of a horror film.
Right, right.
But it's very, he's been very vocal about how much it mirrors his experience with his family and mental illness. And I think everyone should check it out. It's a very unique film. And I'm very, very proud of working on it, being a part of it. And
nice.
The minute I met him, his name's Addison Hyman. I met him at a film festival. And me, I was there with another project. And my other producer, John Humber, shout out to John Humber.
Yeah.
We were there at the festival, this festival called Kookaloris in Wilmington, North Carolina. Shout out to Kookaloris.
Yeah.
We met Addison there the first day. He actually walked up to Gemma, my gal, who's been on Brentfest.
Who's been on Brentfest, yeah. Gemma Ziegler.
Gemma Ziegler, wonderful actress. We just did her first music video, just shot out on Monday.
Oh,
so
awesome.
She's putting a record out sometime this year, I think. Addison just joined her. He just saw Gemma. He's like, I want to be your friend. And then he just joined our group. And at the last day of the festival, I think he just told us this story. And he's like, I want to make this into a movie. And I was like, yes, let's do that.
Nice.
And then the pandemic happened and we had to delay shooting it for a year. But it turned out
just
beautifully.
Done. Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool. And that, what's the name of that festival in Wilmington, Delaware?
Kookaloris. It's Wilmington, North Carolina, sir.
Oh, Wilmington, North Carolina.
We'll edit that out.
Not Wilmington, Delaware.
Very different Wilmington.
Yeah, very
different. Wilmington,
yeah.
Delaware is where you form companies so you can have tax shelters.
That's right.
Wilmington, North Carolina is where they shot Dawson's Creek.
I've actually been to Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Not Wilmington, Delaware, because I don't have a corporation that I want to.
Every credit card company is over there because they're just trying to hide money.
Home of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Not Wilmington specifically, I don't think.
But, I don't believe so.
Yeah.
shout out to Joe Biden.
Yeah, shout out to Joe.
He's a listener.
Big fan of Brentfest. Always, you know, he's not going to be happy with your choice of egg style. I'll tell you this. He likes the very runny. He's like Rocky. He drinks
the egg yolks.
The egg yolks.
Yeah.
Just raw egg yolks. That's it. That's all he needs.
That's all he needs. He's fueled by raw eggs.
Okay, before we get out of here, I need to get three quick recommendations from Bay. What is the hidden gem show or movie that you love that people may not know?
The show that I love that nobody seems to know about is the show called Patriot on Amazon.
Okay.
There's two seasons. It is a delight.
Mm-hmm.
It is so surreal and bizarre and not at all what I thought it was going to be. And I think everyone should check out Patriot, Amazon. It was on years ago.
Okay.
It's not a new show. Sometimes the government, the CIA, will recruit somebody to be their eyes and ears, like an asset. Someone who works in the world who has the ability to travel between different countries, for example. The central character in this show works at a piping company.
Mm.
And so he travels between Luxembourg and this country and that country. So he gets this job and he's got to learn about hydrodynamics. It's just so surreal and bizarre, and it's so not what I expected. It's one of my favorites, and no one knows what you don't even know.
I don't
it
even know.
Never
I didn't
even heard
know
of this show.
Nope, I never knew it. I didn't even know what time period it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is the show or movie that you watched just for fun?
Well, me and the aforementioned Gemma Ziegler, we really do enjoy Love at First Sight on Netflix, which is so stupid.
I do love that also.
But,
well, Gemma and I went to an event for it a while back and met like the creator of the show and a lot of the people on the show.
There's just something about it was the first show I think we watched during the pandemic. We were, you know, it was just an enjoyable thing.
Yeah.
And now it's just, every time someone says something, because they construct these scenarios where people are talking about other people just to get, you know, And we say, you know, they're quote unquote stirring the pot. So
right.
When they would do that, me and Gemma like do this motion with our arm, like we're stirring a big cauldron.
That's really good.
Just because they're stirring the pot, you know, and we have our whole. I actually bought the gold wine goblets that they use on their show. So,
oh, really?
So we can drink out of them on our watch.
Amazing.
It's so dumb.
Wow.
Yeah.
I agree with that one. What is the show or movie that inspires you?
Oh, see, that's one I haven't really considered. I mean, I'm inspired by so many things.
Yeah.
A lot of times you watch movies and you're just, it kind of does the opposite of inspiration,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, if this exists, why am I even bothering?
It's true.
This is so good. This is done at such a high level. I went and saw Top Gun Maverick,
uh-huh.
and I can't even conceive of how you make a movie like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so, but I love, and you know, Kevin Feige, I believe, is a listener of Brentfast. Mm-hmm. I just would love to go make Marvel movies too. I grew up reading these
comics.
That would
be fun. Yeah.
So those are really inspiring to me as well. I'm inspired by the filmmaking process, and also anytime I see someone being heroic in a movie or being selfless, it's really inspiring to me on a human level. So I'm sticking with that as my answer.
Very cool. Hey, if you'd like to get more Brentfast stuff, such as pics of Babe, Darius, and I enjoying our Brentfast from Vivian's Millennium Cafe, go to my website, brentpope.com. You can list all the Brentfast episodes there, see clips from all my TV appearances, and the official Brentfast store with a bunch of fun stuff, shirts, mugs, stickers. It's all in there, guys. People of Earth, do yourself a favor by picking up something from the Brentfast store, brentfaststore.com. And if you enjoy the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to Brentfast. And make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Brentfast is being enjoyed all over the United States and in 54 countries across the globe, guys. And trust me, my breakfast burrito brigade, we are just getting started. Special thanks to my studio engineer, Will Frenchman, who once again is not a Frenchman. I don't know why he's calling himself Will Frenchman, and he's only 2% French. This is outrageous. And everyone at the fabulous Tiny Studio LA, tinystudioLA.com, for making me sound so good. Bay Darius, what is next for you and where can we find you on social media?
You know, Hypochondriac comes out in July.
Yes.
I have another unannounced film coming out in August.
Yes.
And I'm shooting another film at the end of summer in parts unknown, yet announced. And for now, we're making another documentary. Gemma is helping me produce that. That will be coming out hopefully later this year. A lot of things I can't really talk about at the moment.
Well, and that happens a lot. Look, that means you're busy. That means you're being successful. And I'm so happy you're working on all these projects. I can't wait to see every one of them.
But check out Hypochondriac in theaters July 29th.
Absolutely.
And you can find me on the internets at Baydariz, Baydariz, on the Instagram and the Twitter. And I'm not super active, but I am there.
And with that, we put another familiar fist bump worthy episode of Brentfast with Brent Pope in the old to-go bag. See ya. Enjoy Brentfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to brentfaststore.com.